Ramble.
Hey, Shane Topp here, and I'm going to be hosting this very special episode of the Smoshcast. It is a Disney So Random reunion with my former castmates Matthew Scott Montgomery, Allison Ashley Arm, and of course, Damien Haas. It is pure chaos. Enjoy.
Can we talk about the use of money on the show? Instead of just putting a pig nose on someone and letting them do sketch comedy, it was a $10,000 mascot costume, anthropomorphic pig, that we bought.
I remember some kids once talking to me, and they're like, oh, you're on that Disney show. I'm like, yeah. They're like, so are you like a millionaire? And I'm like, ha, 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 ho.
Kevin Lorraine was doing my makeup, poking all up in my eye, and my eyes started to get red. I show up to work the next day, and they're like, oh, you have pink eye. And they sent me home from like the dance routine part, and I was devastated.
They were business advisors, and I remember one time they asked me like to lunch or some sort of meeting or something, and they were telling me to invest in gold.
A 15-year-old girl, you need to invest in gold.
How can we put them in the blue suits again?
I know, right?
How can we see their dick imprints again on Disney?
Shane, is that a comfortable place for the mic for you? Would you prefer it elsewhere?
Maybe we'll turn it a little bit more so I'm...
Great. It doesn't look comfortable, so that's why.
Can you Shane, are you comfortably? Comfortable?
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to a very special Smosh cast. It is the So Random reunion cast.
It's a party get down.
Oh my gosh,
that's
I'm thinking about
right.
it all day.
Oh my God. Yep.
And I'm joined by my former castmates, Allison Ashley Arm,
Hi.
Matthew Scott Montgomery,
Woo.
And of course, Damien Haas.
That's me. Mm.
Guys, how are you doing?
We're just your former castmates. That's it.
So good. Yeah.
We're great.
Incredible being here. Family.
Well, we like to keep it at an arm's distance, so let's stick with former castmates.
Okay,
no,
former castmates.
No.
Well, I know.
Shane spelled S-H-N-E.
That's where Shanye came from.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
a script misspelling. Then we were just like, let's run with this for 8 years.
Shanye.
It was always Shanye.
We were talking about
that.
It was only 8 months that we were all together, but it literally seemed like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. It just seemed like 2 years.
My life is kind of like measured by before So Random
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
after So Random.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you listening who don't know, So Random was a Disney show. It was Sunny with a Chance. And then third season, the main actress, Demi Lovato, left. Then they did a fourth season and they turned it into a sketch show.
Mm-hmm. Third season,
third
yeah.
Season.
Third season.
Yeah,
third
season. We just did 2 seasons and we were all locked down.
No.
We actually got picked up for season 3 and then it got announced that she was leaving and we were all like, do we have jobs?
Yes.
And then they were like, we're going to go ahead and do So Random.
Yeah. There was no season 4. That was it.
That's yeah. right.
It was done by the same people who produced All That, so it was definitely like the All That of our time. Just for context, if people have seen the show but aren't quite remembering, what were some characters that y'all were known for?
Allison, you go first.
Well, I had Janice. It was like this.
Janice.
Yes, yeah, Janice. I mean, we all had a bunch of really weird characters. Janice was like just a very nasally version of myself. That whole time was a blur. And
well, you were
just
Zora
costumes.
Playing.
Yeah,
so we were all like playing versions of our. Well, so
it was
for
a show
the
within
first
a
two seasons,
we were ourselves. Yeah. But you guys all had your real names. I was still
partially.
Zora.
They right. made it was Shane Szabo.
I forgot about that.
I was Damian Johansson.
I was Matthew Bailey.
Bailey.
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
You should describe it to people for at least. season 3 or So Random is that it was like SNL for Disney Channel because we opened the episode like kind of as ourselves slash well the three of us were kind of like heightened versions of ourselves. You were Zora and then we had Tiffany and Brandon and Sterling and Doug and then we'd have sketches throughout the episode and then there'd be musical guests at the end.
Yeah, and we kept getting moved to later and later time slots because Disney should not do sketch comedy because their whole thing is you can't make fun of anything and it's like that's all that sketch comedy is.
Yeah, it was tough.
The hook hands is
the
my
hands.
Yes.
Because the thing is that we had the skit where it was like a let's touch animals and Tiffany had hook hands and she was trying to get kids to touch the animals and I was like, I don't want hook hands. And then a mom writes in and is like, my daughter has hook hands.
Yeah.
And it was offended.
Is that what they said?
Yes,
it was my daughter has hook hands.
Well, yeah, if one mom would complain about anything, they would cut it.
They would take out the whole sketch.
Brandon had a sketch that was like learning to speak Spanish and so he had like a Spanish accent and they were like, you can't have an accent of any kind. And it was like, okay.
Like, how do you
shot
do
like
sketch
three
without
of those,
accents?
Cut them.
Yeah.
But it was so weird because I feel like one of my first sketches there, I was playing Billy Mays, or I was playing Willie Craze.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
gosh.
But
this was only like a few months after Billy Mays had passed away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't offensive.
I think the only one that I was like, this is definitely offensive, was the guacamole one. Like, when the mom complained about that one, I was like, okay, I
guacamole,
understand.
Guacamole, refresh my memory?
That was Mitchell the one Musso. Where Mitchell Musso, was there. And it was like, you put guacamole on your mole so that you can, like, socialize at parties hide your mole.
Because no one wants to look at a gross old mole. Oh, and it's like, okay, got it.
So many things are flooding back to me memory-wise.
It's weird.
Yeah. I think the ones that I get recognized the most for are Rufus, this kid who, like, would be like, I haven't said this phrase in so long. Oh, my God.
Here it is,
people
folks.
Ask me to say it all the time. But it's you're not gonna believe it, which does not sound real. That's, like, something out of a movie of some, like, that's a character in a movie. It's like, what's that thing you played as a kid on TV? Like, Rufus with a stupid catchphrase. But that's actually so real. And then Angus, who's the Australian supermodel. And then, like, Billy the cheerleader. And Angus and Billy, I, like, wrote myself and made up in the audition. Wow. And then word for word what I came up with is what ended up on television.
That's crazy.
And all the time people are like, do you get paid for writing that? I was like, no. Because didn't know any different at all.
Yeah. They used a lot of our characters we auditioned with, and some of them didn't make sense, because I auditioned with a Jerry Seinfeld impression and they threw me in as Jerry Seinfeld in one of the sketches.
Oh.
And it didn't, like, even make sense. I think it was something Tiffany was, like, working with animals. And then I
hook
came
hands.
In as... Was it Hook Hands?
It might have been Hook Hands.
And I came in as Jerry Seinfeld and get eaten by a lion or something.
Oh. Yeah, that's actually the same sketch, 100%. Yeah.
Did you audition with the Tom Cruise impression?
I did do that.
That's my favorite of yours. That's your best, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Your Johnny Depp impression was so good, but unfortunately was covered up by a million prosthetics.
That was your least favorite sketch, huh?
That was definitely my least favorite sketch. It was very early on. I was playing Jack Sparrow, but he was an actual sparrow, and so they put me in a bird suit.
Freakish. Terrifying.
Anthropomorphic. I looked awful. And they spent a solid 4 hours putting a prosthetic beak that moved with my mouth.
Yeah.
And I had to do the whole sketch with that. And so hot. So much lights.
My favorite thing is that I was a minor, so I got mine on last, but Sterling went first, and he's a smoker, and they didn't want him smoking with the beak.
Oh, my God.
And I just remember walking out of the schoolroom at one point, and he was just, like, sitting on the patio with, like, a cigarette hanging out of the beak.
And we,
like,
don't even blink at that stuff.
We didn't think about it.
That was the unhappiest I've ever seen Sterling, and that's saying a lot, because Sterling was unhappy frequently.
Sullen boy. I saw him
cry more than anyone else in the cast, I think, too.
Oh, my God.
He was scared of clowns. Was he scared of birds, too, or just clowns?
He was so terrified of clowns that he was dressed up as a clown and he, like, had to leave.
Was it a Halloween episode where somebody was, I know it was a scarecrow.
I just remember him crying and me comforting him about the clown.
I love clowns, man.
You do?
I do. Actually,
You're the only one I've ever met in my life.
I was having a conversation about this earlier, and this is not so random based, so I'll keep it short, but I have an affinity for those that are misunderstood or are broken. And so
like
imagine
clowns.
A creature, like clowns, but think about a creature that's 100% of its goal is to be there to make you laugh.
Creature.
And everyone
you just
is
said creature,
terrified
Damian.
Of it. It is a creature. It's not a person. What, like a clown can vote? No. No.
Clown rights.
They're there to make you laugh, and then they make everybody scared. So I'm just like, it is adorable.
I love that about you.
Thank you. Just want to give him a hug.
What were your guys' least favorite sketches that you had to do?
Least favorite.
I think any time a sketch would get rewritten so much to the point where it didn't make sense anymore, and then we were still trying to sell jokes that just didn't work because they were like, oop, that's offensive. Also, you can't do this accent. And like,
yes.
I remember like the saggy pants one, like they kept changing. It was for our sunglasses and they kept changing all of our accents and like our entire characters. And it was just like, I don't even know what this character is anymore or what we're doing.
Yeah. Mm.
There was one sketch where I was like a counselor in the woods or something and some boys were going camping. I missed the table read because I was taping an episode of Austin and Ally, and Scott, one of the writers, read for me in the table read. And I got to work the next day. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, this sketch is so funny. You're going to kill. You're going to destroy. You're going to slay. And I didn't get the gag of the scene. We did it in like the network run through and it was dead silent. Everyone's like staring at me like, well, don't worry. We'll fix it. And then like we're taping in front of a live audience. I still don't get what the deal is. And the lines are just like not landing. And I remember Michael Feldman coming over to me and goes, you know what? Just make up whatever you want. Like, anything you come up with is going to be better than what we can come up with. And I pulled a stunt. I was like, I was such a diva that day because I was like, this is not acting. I'm an actor and I need a script and I do not want to do this. And I like stormed off of set and Sterling came to get me. And Sterling was like, hey man, we have like minors. We're going to lose the audience in like 5 minutes. And I'm like, I'm not going on until they write me something that makes sense. And there's some line about like me finding out my wife was leaving me on Facebook. I don't even know. And the episode didn't make it to air. And I remember going back to my dressing room, calling my manager and be like, this isn't art. I am an artist. This is garbage. I was like, what was I thinking? Like, what was that whole thing?
I don't know. You were young and you had just won an award for like best actor in I don't remember the name, but like we were always so impressed with you just as like an amazing actor in general. So we're just standing there like, yeah, this is our first project too. Look, I'm Doofy the Platypus. Whatever
our character is. Yes, it's true. I'd just come from doing a show that ran for a year that was dead serious. It was like super, it was super dramatic. And so it was very different for me to come on doing like, I remember for the audition, because they're like, the audition was come up as like three characters. What we had to do, like there was no script. It was just you come up with three characters. I did an Australian accent. I did the Billy the Cheerleader thing. And I forget, I did something else. And I never thought in a million years I'd book it. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to do whatever my brother thinks is funny. And then I kept getting called back. And Damien, I remember you and I were always at the same callback.
Yes,
for it.
Yes.
I remember describing it as like going through like the rounds of American Idol, because like the first call you were there, then the callback, and then like again, and then I think a test. And there was one day where it was you and me and Audrey, and we came to like have our final audition. And Cheryl, who's the cast director, gave us like a tour of the set.
Yeah.
And I think that,
I remember that. And then it went to a table read.
Yes. And we didn't know we were cast already.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is all great. Why are you showing us the set? Because we didn't know if we booked it or not. So like me and Audrey and Damien are like holding each other's hands like, are we cast? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Whoa.
And then we just was that for 28 episodes.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, we're bringing you back for one more week.
I remember that. Yeah, we were technically guest stars for the whole season.
Yeah.
And there was finally, it was like episode 7 or something, where my manager was like, I'm going to ask them about you becoming a regular.
I think you were the first new guest star, correct?
I came on in the first episode, but we all had the same amount of episodes at the end.
Yeah.
Because my manager reached out to them and was like, hey, can he become a regular? And they're like, no. And also, we don't need him next week.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I remember Audrey and I, we did our first episodes together, and they put us in a, they didn't have dressing rooms for us. We were in an office building with no electricity on the lot. And so what we did was we had a system of doors that were open to get sunlight in there as the sun was going down.
Wow.
Yeah, and Audrey and I are like,
they gave you a cell.
Audrey and I were getting ready in this like public restroom before we like taped in front of a live audience. And that's when I did Rufus for the first time. And then I went back in the darkness trying to like go through this office building to find my clothes so I could change back to go home.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yes.
I remember when the first table read where you came in and you did Rufus, it was insane.
So funny.
Like, everyone was laughing
so hard. I cold read
that
on the spot.
Which is unbelievable, because looking at the script, that sketch should not have worked. Just the main joke being the catchphrase, you're not going to believe this. Like you said, it's not a believeable
a
thing.
A kid making up
Rufus,
yeah, so
he's just a kooky guy.
Yeah, I guess I should explain maybe for people who don't know, but Rufus was this, like, kid who's, like, more or less dressed like I dressed to, like, my final audition, I think. Mm. But it was a kid who, like, would have excuses for everything. Would be like, Rufus, where's your homework? It's like, you're not going to believe this, but 17 monkeys ate it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it would reveal that it was real.
Everything that I said was true always.
I think they made you more and more of like an ancient forgotten god as time went on, because it would be the kind of thing where like all of a sudden you're behind someone and then like you have a job at a place now, but then you're also the manager. Like,
yes, the
rules went out the window.
Yeah. You also severely hurt yourself in one of them, right?
I did. Smashing the glass.
Or was that Rufus or was that?
That was Rufus.
That was Rufus?
So Rufus was, there's an episode that Lee Allen Baker was guest starring on. You played her daughter. God, the makeup was so funny. Do you remember?
Yeah, the prom one?
No, this was
I remember the
hibachi grill.
This
was at the hibachi grill place. Do you remember this? You were sitting there.
Oh,
and I was like the chef that was going to come up and like they literally just gave me props. They're like, just like flip around knives and glass. And like, because I was like pretending to make rice. I'm like, you like rice? And was like flipping it around.
I was playing that same character in the fat suit that I played in the Big Hands sketch, right? Because
yes.
then she.
Big Hands.
Yeah, because I had the unibrow and yes. like the pimples and everything.
Oh my God, you're
and
so then, funny.
Yeah. The weird thing about all of my characters, I felt like they didn't really have names or at least iconic names. They were just kind of like the really freaking
you're the
weird
ugly
one.
Girl. Yeah. You,
no, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
you're
it was just. Kind of like,
suit.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Janice was. It was like, ah, she's got like really frizzy hair and high
yeah.
pants.
Oh
and
my
like,
God, Janice.
You're teeth person.
yeah.
That's your
yeah.
new character, teeth person.
Yeah.
Speaking of Big Hands, it was the one time I ever, Brandon Michael Smith was like the most friendly, like, hey, what's up, man? Kind of, you know, always high-fiving, like, good to see you. So I got him really bad one time. Big Hands was the sketch where they had these like massive, very realistic hand prosthetics.
I can't believe all this is real. Everything we're saying
every story
so
is so insane.
It's insane.
Remember Big Hands? Yeah.
Yeah, Big Hands. But I think they had
was
just
that big
used
hands?
It.
No, that was Unibrow Day.
No, that was Demon Bird Day.
Demon
yeah.
Bird.
Oh, God.
I think they had just used it on a like a Star Trek shoot or something like that.
Sure.
So they were very realistic giant hands that looked
yeah.
like mine. So
terrifying.
The whole thing was like, hey, it's just me and my big hands. And so Brandon
Flat
came
out
up.
Body shaking.
That was a lot of the jokes.
2011, it was a different time. So,
why didn't it come back for another season?
Well, you made fun of everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Brandon comes up to me to give me a high five. He's like, hey, what's up, man? I'm like, hey, dude, what's good? And like, just let him see it. And he literally went, it was very satisfying.
Wow, that must have been so frustrating because you couldn't like touch your face or anything.
Yep.
That's fine.
Thank God I wasn't a smoker.
Yes, we were all in misery.
There was one. Sterling with the big hands.
I'm sorry, Damon. Do you remember the episode where we were like Lady Gaga's backup dancers in skin tight?
I've tried so hard to block that out,
like,
my dude.
Like our costumes were so tight you could see what our religion was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and we're like, this is our wardrobe? Great. So Damon and I walk out, we're like, here's what it looks like. They're like, we can't use that. Let's
yeah.
put shorts over.
They're like,
that.
Let's find some blue shorts. I'm like, really? Should we find some? Maybe. It was the only time I've ever been like, here's my penis. And
yes.
like, my jaded nature
Channel.
Was more than how much I didn't want to show my ween.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I also remember, I don't think I ever told you this, Damien.
Uh-oh.
But, like, my dressing room was next to wardrobe, uh-huh. and I would leave my door open sometimes so I could hear them talking shit. Not a whole lot, but they're like, ugh, I don't know what we're going to do about this blue bodysuit thing. They think they can't wear them. Like, it's too revealing. And I was like, it is. And they came in and apologized.
Speaking of wardrobe and makeup and stuff, I remember having we maybe shouldn't say this,
Dark
so
Damien?
We might cut it out. But there was there were all different makeup artists. There was one that was.
Oh God! This is the only time in my life where I've been flat out betrayed by Damien. So
Oh my gosh, we have to tell this story. Maybe we won't say her name.
There was one that was at the time not our favorite because she sort of overdid the caked on. Like there shouldn't
She'd
be.
She'd make you look like a dead clown.
Here's the thing. So there were so many cast members, right?
Yes.
And like we'd be hurried to get into makeup really quick. So we would just be randomly assigned whoever had a chair that was open. But like sometimes we would systematically plan take a little bit longer with things. So he wouldn't end up in this certain makeup artist's chair because she made you look all green and dead like a zombie.
Let's call her Lorraine.
Yeah.
No. You're better than that. Let's call her Kevin. That's different.
Her name is Kevin.
Her name is Kevin.
Kevin Lorraine.
So
Kevin Lorraine.
Yeah. Shane and I are like walking into the room at the same time, and I see that's the open chair, and I'm directly in front of him. And I go like, "Oh, my room." And like, it's
you didn't even say an excuse. You're like, "Oh, my room," and you walked away.
My room.
And then she was like, "Sit down, Shane."
Wait. Do you guys remember when Kevin Lorraine gave me pink eye and I had to leave the set? Do you guys remember that? Oh, you guys. So it was the Halloween special, which is my favorite time of year.
Yes.
And I was doing a sketch and Kevin Lorraine was doing my makeup. And I remember poking all up in my eye and my eye started to get red. I show up to work the next day and they're like, oh, you have pink eye. And I'm like, it's because Kevin Lorraine was using her dirty sponges poking in my eye. And they sent me home from like the dance routine part of the music video for the Halloween special.
That.
And I was devastated. I remember one of the other makeup artists coming into my dressing room and like holding me because I was crying.
Oh,
because I was like, this is my dream to do a Halloween special. And I was like, it's Kevin Lorraine's fault. Kevin Lorraine did this. And I had to go home. Oh my gosh.
I can rewatch episodes and I can tell when she did my makeup.
Yes, 100%.
Because you look visibly so different than everyone else on camera. Yes.
I remember I would bring my own makeup and I would go redo my makeup in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
she was the sweetest.
Well, that's the problem is that my my set teacher, Marsha, one time, she was like
Marcia.
Asking why I was taking a long time in my dressing room. I was like, I'm redoing my makeup. She's like, wait, you do this all the time? So then she talked to the head makeup artist and got me like switched so that Kevin would no longer do my makeup. But it was on the day that like Kevin had got me like a birthday present. So I was just like so utterly awkward because I was like going to somebody else for my makeup. And it was like,
oh my God. I shoved this deep down in my mouth.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She was so nice is the problem. She wasn't
so
like
nice.
A mean person, so you couldn't have an excuse to be like, I don't want to sit here.
She was
so sweet.
Excuse.
She'd be like, hi, how are you doing? And just paint your face.
Yeah. I remember I was in a zombie costume and they took me straight to the doctor in my zombie costume with the wig on. And yes. And then they sent me straight home from there. And then I had to pay for the doctor's bill.
What?
Yes.
As they wouldn't pay you series regular money.
Yeah,
can
you believe that?
Can we talk about the use of money on the show? Because I feel like that was one of the major reasons we didn't come back.
We
had a sketch called The Pig Speech where, like, it's supposed to be Porky Pig mimicking the king's speech, and it's his stutter and all that. And so instead of just putting a pig nose on someone and letting them do sketch comedy, it was a $10,000 mascot costume, anthropomorphic pig that we bought.
Yeah.
We didn't rent it.
We all had our turn with, like, crazy prosthetics.
Yes.
Also, the whole strawberry shortcake set that they built.
Incredible.
For
gorgeous.
That, like,
right. Expensive.
Like, 10-second like gag where it was like, what if aliens attack strawberry shortcake? And now here's the intro. It's like, wait, why did this
all
take up
that.
Half of the soundstage?
Yes.
We would have
right.
completely new sets every week.
Yeah.
We'd have the main stage where we came out and we danced.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, put
guests,
us in front of a curtain with like little like alien antennas. And that's all
do
you
remember
need.
Do you remember Dark Damien?
Oh, he's still here.
Oh, so Dark Damien recently made a very popular appearance on Smosh.
Okay.
Damien's
been
done
slumbering.
Damien is literally known as the most polite, like obviously
he's
as you know,
guy on the planet.
And he's also known for apologizing a lot, which you guys also know. I've mentioned that one of my first interactions with Damien is we all had lunch outside of our dressing rooms, and the next day I was walking to my dressing room and Damien was there, and he's like, hey man, just want to say I interrupted you at one point during lunch
seven months ago.
I'm really sorry about that.
It was
2:38
p.m. and you were eating a turkey sandwich and I looked at you funny and I haven't slept in 7 weeks.
That's me.
Literally the most polite guy, but whenever he got a mustache,
I don't like stuff on my face. All emotion shuts down. It's like a bunch of little needles pricking you on your lip constantly. So like my face just goes down and I'm just like, what's
and they
up?
They would give them to you nonstop. You constantly had mustaches.
You're going to be the dad in the scene who's also a coach.
I would like read the script and I would like have to bite the inside of my cheeks to keep from laughing. I'm sorry, but like I was like, oh no, it's going to be Dark Damien's back for this episode. Oh no, he's a dad who's a coach again.
You would walk past his dressing room and he would just be sitting there like he's in confession.
There was a cartoon cloud above him with rain.
Literally.
And the rain would disappear before it hit the ground, but it was there.
He would be looking at his coffee table. There's nothing on the table. He's just looking at it.
Dressed as a cop.
Just dressed as a cop with mustache, bummed. So sad. You'd be like, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I've had better days. I don't know. You know, each day we die a little more.
Oh, okay. It's just needles poking into my ribs.
When will death come and release me from this bullshit?
Wait, what were your guys' first impressions of us? I'm curious.
Yeah.
I loved you guys coming in because going through season one and two of Sunny with a Chance, I was very much the younger sibling of everything. Like, they would all go get cast dinners afterward, and it was very much like I was in the schoolroom, and it was just like them and me. And then you guys all came on board, and I was like, hey, how's it going? And I felt like actually I was like making friends and like hanging out. Like everybody had been nice to me season one and two. But then actually I felt like, oh, I have friends. Like we can hang out afterwards. And
you were very welcoming.
Yeah.
The age difference didn't matter when it so normally would. Mm. Like you were very friendly and like always invited us to stuff. You were like, come to my birthday party. I'm like, all right.
Allison, you were my first date on a red carpet ever.
That was so fun.
Prom.
Yeah, we went to prom. Yeah.
And like I think you were 14 at the time? and I identify as a 14-year-old girl on the inside. So I think that's why we got along so well. But immediately,
you were like, were you 14? And I'm trying to think of what my hair was like. And that's how I like mark all of my teenage years. It was pink.
Yeah, pink. That's right.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been through it all hair-wise, haven't you? Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I immediately identified with Allison because she looked like a 14, 15-year-old girl who celebrated Halloween, and that's who I truly am underneath this drag that I'm in right now. Shane, my impression of Shane was that, so Damien and Audrey and I got the tour of the set and treated like we were cast, but we hadn't heard anything yet. Mm. And I remember feverishly checking social media because I knew the filming was about to start or started already. And I think maybe Allison, you or Tiffany or something had posted something and you were tagged in it, Shane. And I remember thinking like, oh, that's the guy that got it or whatever. I wasn't thinking like, and it was Bridget. Remember Bridget?
Yeah,
so it was Bridget and Shane were cast. So I was like, oh, I guess me and Damien and Audrey didn't get it. Mm. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then we got the call that we were going to be on it. And then you weren't there when I filmed my first episode. It was the regulars. And then it was, I don't think you were there either. I think it was just me and Audrey. Maybe they tried us like two at a time or something
like that. I think I came on either the second or the third week. Right. So I think I was the last newbie.
So I knew Damien already from like the audition process, but it was delayed, you and I, Shane, getting to know each other. And I remember being intimidated by you because I'm like, oh my God, this guy is amazing. Everyone's talking about how funny he is. And I still didn't feel completely comfortable being like a sketch comedian or whatever it was, and you were just such like a legend at it already because people had talked about how funny you were. Because the episode, they're like, oh, Shane was in on last week. I remember Tiffany talking about it, and Tiffany and I got pretty close pretty fast. And I remember like just thinking you were like God's gift.
Wow.
And I already knew Damien was a really, really nice guy because we'd spend some time together.
Yeah.
And I felt like we were in the trenches together and we were like holding on to each other through this like tornado of experience. But to me, you were this guy who like already booked it. He's already a regular. Everyone already really loves him. And I was like, oh gosh, I have to make a good impression.
Meanwhile,
on Shane.
I'm freaking out.
Oh,
thinking,
really?
Like, they're going to fire me next week.
Yeah.
Because like I did the first episode and I was like, oh, this is great. I got this job. The next week, Damien comes in and I'm thinking, I suck.
Yes.
And then the next week, you came in and just killed with Rufus. And I was like, oh, we're both out now.
Like, what mental warfare that was to not have us just let us know that we booked the job. And like, we're creating all these imaginary fights between ourselves. That's BS.
Right. Yeah. All got along really well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Damien taught me math.
I did. I tutored you every once in a while. That was nice.
Yes.
You guys were always like relegated to like the school room because you were under 18.
Mm-hmm.
So like every once in a while there'd just be like a little knock and be like, can you help us with a problem? And I'm like, yeah. I'm needed.
Because your dressing room was right. It was right near the art room.
It was right near the art room.
Or the school room.
It became the art room.
It was the art room. Yeah.
Also, my dressing room, like, I don't know what happened, but I think I'm the polar opposite person than I am now because I really like being to myself and I like cold rooms. I'm always like easily overheated. That room, I would constantly want people in there like playing video games. I set up my Wii and my GameCube in there.
It was
the hangout spot. And I kept it really hot. I was like, how hot can this go?
I don't remember the heat thing either.
I think it was when people weren't in there. If it was just me, I'd be like, crank it to 90, take a nap.
Maybe it's because yours was closest to the door when you entered and it was just like immediately easy to hang out.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Or you just, you know, guys liked me and whatever.
And you were
You were closest to the door.
Oh my God, wow. We did this just because it's closest to the front door. We didn't really like you.
I tried bringing game consoles to set, and I brought my Xbox for like 1 week, mm-hmm. and then Brandon asked to borrow it, and then he brought his posse to his dressing room,
and
then
the
Kinect was gone, and I was like, cool.
I remember him playing, what was the...
Dead Space.
I remember him playing it, and he's on the complete other end of the hallway of the dressing rooms from mine, and but I just would hear him just be like,
wow, that really sounds like him, actually.
Dude,
that's
he was the loudest
scream.
Human. He's Damien, I think, has referred to him as an interdimensional being.
Wait, can we just talk about Brandon for a second? There's a couple things I want to say about Brandon.
Brandon Michael Smith.
Constantly, especially on taping nights, he would have white men in business suits and suitcases who would go into his dressing room, don't know what would happen in there.
Yeah.
Like honestly, like maybe five or six in like full suits and like silver suitcases.
They were business advisors, and I remember one time they asked me like to lunch or some sort of meeting or something, and they were telling me to invest in gold.
Those are my gold people.
Excuse me, 15-year-old girl, you need to invest in gold.
I was like, cool, thanks, bye. I'm going to go buy Invisalign with my checks.
I mean, adult.
Brandon could talk
like,
yo,
oh my
here's
God.
Here's the thing about Brandon, though. When we did press one time, I sat with him, and he described So Random like The Wire. He goes, no, I remember thinking he's the master of bullshit. Like an
he
art,
really is.
And I respect it so much. It's a quality I wish I had. But he's like, you know, like every great television show, the third season, they change it up. So we're changing up for the third season because now it's So Random, not saying with the chance, just like how The Wire did it for their third season. I was like, bitch, like, this is not The Wire. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not, like, God bless you for saying that. But
I also remember him saying at one point, like, you guys should do stand-up. You know, you're really funny, which is very nice. It was always, like, rooted in a supportive nature. He's like, you're really nice. You know, walk into anywhere and just you know, let them know you're on the Disney Channel. They'll put you up there. You can walk out with $20,000 in your pocket. And I was like,
maybe you can.
What that's world?
That's how stand-up works.
What
like,
open mic night?
I can't
night?
Even walk into set with $20,000.
Right. Does he really think you go to an open mic and just get $20,000?
He might have said $12,000, probably. But either way,
oh,
too much.
Oh, $12,000, that's better.
Too much.
The thing is, I could see Brandon doing that.
You he probably could. Yo, I'm on. He's really successful. Yeah. He's on a show now.
He voices Michelangelo in the new Ninja Turtles.
Does he really? That's so dope.
I remember him talking, though. He had this one speech where he just was, like, talking about how So Random was going to go for, like, 8 seasons.
Oh, no, girl.
And how we were going to, like, we were all going to do our characters on SNL. Like, it was going to become the biggest thing.
Yeah.
See, it's rooted in a supportive nature. That's what I'm saying. He cares about us. He could see us going far. Like, even if he BS's, like, he sees good things for everybody within there.
Yeah. He has a way of talking people into things that's really respectable.
It's just, oh, my God. I remember I brought my brother and sister-in-law to visit Seth, and they're in my dressing room. And he just walks into my dressing room in just, like, skin-colored, like, tight underwear.
Yes, that sounds
like,
right.
And he was just like, hey, have you seen this thing or whatever? And I'm like, Brandon, what are you doing? He's like, oh, sorry. And he's like picking a wedgie too. Like,
yes.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh, he was nuts. Wow. But such a great guy.
He's a great guy.
But nuts. Oh, I remember once also, I was like, yeah, I need to stretch more. He's like, yeah, I had a friend, 5'7", started doing yoga, 6'2". And, like, dead serious.
Yes.
Dead serious. Yes. You just would have to be like, yeah, man. All right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Did so he mention many his friend was 8 years old when he met him and then was, 14 later? Yeah.
So many different personalities, because you have Brandon Michael Smith, who is just the most insane person. So Sterling nuts. Knight, who was just bummed.
Oh, my gosh.
Always bummed. Whatever sketch we were doing, but he was like, I can't believe
like,
we're doing
he's
this.
Like if Eeyore
doesn't want me smoking in this.
Yes. He's like if Eeyore was the heartthrob in a CW drama.
Really?
Yes. But
really?
He, like, I mean, like, Sterling's harmless. Like, his bark.
I love him to death.
His bark is worse than his bite. Because he would, remember he slept through work one time, and, like, a PA had to go and get him, and then he rolls up on set in his, like, Batmobile or whatever, and, like, comes on set, like, smoking, and then, like, yells at everyone, then goes back to his dressing room, and then he's like, I'm sorry. And then we, like, go back to work. Like,
I remember
never
they chewed Sweetheart. Him out one week, and then they gave him only, like, the opening line, and then he, like, had to apologize to all the executives, and then he brought the air mattress, and he was just sleeping in his dressing room, because he was like, I don't want to be late. So it was like a dick move,
gosh.
And also be like,
so
he was, but he was really like the sweetest guy.
He is,
yeah,
yeah,
he was so sweet.
Yeah, I would, after the show got canceled, I would go over to his house and he would like make me dinner. He would like, aww, he's like, we're cooking chicken this week. I'm like, okay. And I was just saying to you guys, I saw him in a play a couple weeks ago and he was great.
Awesome.
Really? He was really great.
I believe he's incredibly talented.
Yeah, he was great.
And then we had Tiffany Thornton, who was awesome.
Yeah.
Doug Brochu, who was,
to this day, one of my best friends.
Love Doug.
You still.
Wait, should we talk about Blue Boys and Yeti?
Yes, we should absolutely talk about Blue Boys and Yeti.
So there was, we always had musical guests. This week it was the New Boys. And so
are we doing this? Is this happening now?
We're sure.
There's so much to talk
about. It's going to combine the two stories.
Okay.
So the opening joke was that they were like, hey guys, you know, don't go anywhere. The Blue Boys are here. And then the New Boys walk out, sort of. We'll get to that. And they say, don't you mean us? And then we open the door in these giant blue skin-tight jumpsuits.
Once again,
like Teletubby.
Halloween. Teletubby style.
Yeah.
How can we put them in the blue suits again?
I know, right?
How can we see their dick imprints?
Yeah, we can
again,
see which side they
Disney.
Choose.
Left. So,
left, yeah.
Left, of course.
Yeah. And you were right, I think.
So we walk out and we're like, no, they mean
it's
us.
It's been 8 years, but I remember.
The shadow of his dick has never left my mind.
I could draw it right now.
It's like a lobster tail without the show.
Dang it.
So, So, yeah, so that was the joke there. And then Doug was also in this massive, like, woolly mammoth costume. So we made our club the Blue Boys and the Yeti. So we're just, hey, Blue Boys and Yeti, the new people on the show.
Yeah, because we turned to each other and we're like, Blue Boys. And we all, like, put out our fists. Yeah. And then Doug walks up and just goes, and Yeti. And then that was, we've referred to ourselves as that.
The only set piece that we had that stayed every week was, like, a rotating
stage.
Like, two-story stage where we'd, like, pop
all
out of our doors.
Yeah.
There was nothing really behind the doors.
No.
But we'd pop out of them. And then I think all you guys, all the regs were down below, and then the Blue Boys were upstairs.
Yes.
Like, we had, like, different doors that we'd pop
you'd be
out
like,
of.
No, you stay up there.
Yeah, I know.
No,
we'd come out and dance.
Yeah.
We would dance. And
a
we
lot.
Would dance. Oh my God, so much dancing. And
tons of dancing.
I'm still uncomfortable dancing, but back then I was really uncomfortable. And we had to end every episode by dancing for like a solid 3 minutes.
Yes.
With
the gym
whatever
just
like
go over the audience.
With like Justin
super
Bieber.
It was like Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez
is, like, dancing.
And I'm there like kind of trying to not like bump into them, but still dance and still look happy. And we have to like have these bright smiles on our faces.
They would also, when the musical guests were there, would put us in the audience with the children to like watch the musical performers. And they would like cut to us like screaming along with
Loving
LA or whatever it was. And a lot of times they would rush to put us in like street clothes. But I remember sometimes I was still in like some costume pieces from other stuff. And like they would like separate us too, where it'd be like, okay, like Damien and Matthew Scott, like you go over here, and like Shane and Tiff, you go over here. And I always was relieved when I was partnered up with one of you guys, because like I don't like children. There I said it. And like that was one of
I remember like, Tiffany being like, why do all children smell like mac and cheese and BO?
That's the tea.
Wow. So I was like, I don't want to be alone with this crowd of children. Like, I know I'm like on like a kids' TV show, but I was
we're
like,
we're also grown ass adults by that point.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
You're also working. Like, this is after like a whole day, and then we get thrown in front of a live audience and have to entertain.
And we have to dance to things like the New Boys.
Real quick before we go into that, the other awkward thing about it was so long before the show premiered into our actual filming process that like they would have all these moments where they're like, we're the new people. No one has seen us on TV yet. So they'd be like, hey guys, who's here to say hello to the audience right now? Shane Top. And you just hear,
who?
Like,
where's Chad Dylan Cooper? That's what we paid for.
So we're in the audience like taking the spot of two other children that they've just sort of shoved us into. And we're like dancing and they're keenly aware that we're adults, we're keenly aware of their children, and we're all just like, let's just have fun and smile.
They don't give two shits who we are.
There's no, not
Tiffany.
At all.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So,
oh my God.
New Boys.
Oh, God. So, we would have a musical guest every week. We had the New Boys scheduled 1 week, and did they just not show up the first time?
One of them.
No. It was twice.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah, we're supposed to be there.
I think
one
we had the table read, we're like, oh, we're working with the New Boys, and I think maybe later. They had a replacement musical guest at the last minute. So we were supposed to have the New Boys for one episode, who are a rap duo, a hip hop duo.
I don't know.
They had one popular song, and I can't remember.
Is that the Meet Your Mom song?
No, that's the one they sang, though.
Oh, okay. So
You're a Jerk, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Oh, was that them?
Wow, Courtney knew.
I listened to the New Boys.
What? I like that song.
Courtney was a New Boys fan?
That was the New Boys?
Well, we met half of them.
Wow. Anyway, so like they were scheduled for one episode, and then they just got scrapped for some reason. And then like a few weeks later, we get like our scripts, and we're like, this week's episode, the New Boys. And we're like, oh, I guess that they're back. But then like on the live taping night, they don't show up, or one of them didn't show up?
One of them, I think, got stage fright and didn't want to perform, so they got one of their friends.
He really hates children.
One of them, that's what I hear, but it could be something like, he's drunk and can't go, like, it could be anything.
Oh, it's right. Definitely.
Yeah. It could be something like that. So they gave sunglasses to one of their friends, and we're like, nobody knows what we look like, so you just go out and dance and, like, mouth along to the words.
So I remember watching them from our like trailer with dressing rooms, and they were in the parking lot, and the one guy was teaching the new guy the words to the song and how to perform on stage. This was like 20 minutes before they're about to be on television to be performing their song.
Quick, like join our band.
I like how you're like, oh, nobody knew what they looked like, but I had gone to Hot Topic and bought a t-shirt because like I would try to like get the musical guests to sign t-shirts.
Oh my God.
And their faces were on the t-shirts, and I remember just like looking at the t-shirt and looking at them. Do I still get them to
sign? Oh, you have a different face now and body.
fame will do that to you.
This isn't you. Do you want to sign this picture of this
that,
other guy?
That performance was trash, too.
They just filmed from behind them because the guy didn't know the lyrics.
Pretty much all the artists lip sync on the show. Yeah. I think maybe just because it's easier or whatever, but not all of them did, but some of them did. I mean, they were definitely lip syncing, but the guy, the new boy.
The newest boy.
He didn't even try to lip sync. He just went in the audience and high-fived people for 3 full minutes with his sunglasses on.
Yep.
It was a disaster.
Remember, like, the song was like, if hip-hop had a baby with a terrible, spooky carnival.
And they would cut to us in the audience cheering and smiling like it was normal. Like, normal things were happening.
We were literally laughing at them. Yeah. If they looked at us, we would have just been like, what are you doing? This is awesome.
Yeah, they just had the cameras behind them and, like, really high overhead.
Oh, my God.
So wacky.
Couldn't believe that happened. They're legends. Legendary now, though.
There were so many moments like that of us just being like, I can't believe this is happening.
The hardest I've ever laughed in my life was on set for So Random.
So, my favorite story, one of my top 5 favorite stories of all time, is we did a sketch that never made it to air.
Thank God.
Called Teeny in a Bottle. And I forget, I know it was Matthew Scott and myself. You were the dad.
I was the dad.
I was the son.
Tiffany was my wife or baby mama.
Audrey was my sister. So we were the children. So the sketch was like a 60s sitcom family.
I think I was like cleaning out the basement. I was like, hey kids,
yeah.
I found this lamp in the basement. Wanna rub it?
And then out of this genie lamp that we find, comes a teenage genie who doesn't grant any wishes because she's sassy and doesn't want to, like...
It can't be
bothered.
She's
a teenager. Yeah. She's like an angry, sassy teen.
There was a lot of issues with the girl who played the
She played Teeny?
Who played Teeny. She had to be painted, and they painted her green, but that wasn't working. So the producers were so focused on her and how she was doing the character that Matthew Scott and I were just like, let's give the worst performances of our lives.
We were running behind on time.
Yeah.
The actress's name was Coco Jones. She was having a really hard time with the material.
She was also like a toddler.
She looked like
an adult, but she was like 11, 12.
You know, the notes they're getting from the network or whatever, that was like everything she was doing was like too negative or like would be a bad influence on kids, but that was kind of how it was written.
Yeah.
So on the fly, they're trying to rewrite it to make it more positive, but it's not working. She's half in green makeup. What was the line about being adopted?
I don't even know.
Like, there was some line where it's like, what do you want to wish for? And, like, Audrey's like, I wish I weren't adopted. And, like, do you remember that?
Dark.
And we, like, were improvising, and they're like, okay, and moving on. We're like, what?
So we start this, and Matthew Scott and I had talked, but we're like, let's go insane with this.
Yes.
So I'm going to go nuts. And all of a sudden, Matthew Scott just goes, a genie.
Yes, literally.
Do you remember the face, though?
Because
I was watching this on the like closed circuit TV in the dressing room, and I think you said you turned to Matthew Scott at one point. And he just went like,
they're just gritted teeth, eyes looking like they're gonna pop out of his face. You looked both angry and happy at the same time.
So, we were running way behind, and the last shot we had to get was like the opening credit shot where it's like, and that's Teeny or whatever it was. And it was a shot of me and my family shoved around each other and like Coco popping up between us. And we only had time for one take. And so instead of me saying the line, that's Teeny, I literally would go,
like literally like that made the most...
There was moments where you just were screaming in it. Where it was just like, she's like, I'm not going to grant that wish.
And no one corrected me. No one corrected me. And then they were like, okay, checking the gate. Time to go to lunch. And I was like, that's going to be a dumb.
I was laughing.
No, it's not.
I was laughing through most of the takes. Yes. I didn't have a line delivered where I wasn't like, oh, what a genie.
And we only shot our stuff once because they didn't have time. So we knew they were going to have to use those takes.
You had a part where you folded your arms, but you didn't touch. Your arms did not touch. You just like weirdly folded them.
I was like, teeny.
Oh my God. It was absolutely insane. And they said nothing. We're like,
they never even looked at me.
Damien was watching it on the monitor and I come back. I'm like, did you watch that? He's like,
no.
Do you remember
what happened? Everyone's watching on the monitors in the dressing room and they were so disturbed by what we were doing that they came out to set. Pepper. Like, is everything okay? Like, what's happening? But they were so concerned with Coco that they never looked at us.
It was the most, it is the hardest I've ever laughed.
There's this guy, Skip, who is editing, and I went to him in the editor's bay a couple weeks later. I was like, can I please watch Teen in a Bottle? He's like, oh no, we scrapped all of that.
Oh.
He was like, we couldn't use any of that. I was like, oh my God.
Is it just deleted? It's not even.
I would give anything to watch all that stuff now.
Oh man, there's so many funny moments.
Oh man.
Oh my God. This is a perfect moment though to bring up that I'm well known on Smosh for my screaming, but I actually learned it from Matthew Scott.
Mm-hmm. We all did.
There's the famous ooh ooh. Look, I think you should do it.
I don't remember how it started.
I don't know.
It started out as more of like a ooh ooh.
Yes.
And then it just grew.
It was celebratory and then it got like
It started off like an ooh ooh.
Like it started off like that, but it turned into a ooh ah! And we would try to sneak it in as many episodes as possible, especially in the audience when like Colby Calais like, and summertime, we're like, oh ah!
Oh my God, there was one where you had a pause, like you went, ooh. and your face didn't move, but this just scream came out of your face. Oh my God.
Ooh, you do have a great scream.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. No, you had some that
you could tell it hurt. It hurts so good.
Hurts every time.
Watch the veins pop. Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm.
Allison, I was just reminded of something. This is a total tangent, so tell me to shut the hell up.
No, no, please.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, so
so I remember you used to sneak off on set quite a bit.
I didn't know this.
To go hang out with one particular friend.
Yes, yeah. So the Kickin' It cast was across the lot on Hollywood Center Studios, and I became friends with their cast, particularly Dylan Snyder on the cast. And so I would go hang out with them, especially during lunches. Yeah, I would be a little bit late coming back to set sometimes, and Eric Dean Seaton, one of our directors, our frequent directors, he would be like, hey, where were you? Were you over there hanging out on the Kickin' It set? And I was like, shut up. And he's like, you hanging out with a special somebody? Special Dylan?
And who is that special somebody now?
Yeah!
They're engaged!
Oh, man.
Now less than a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Man.
That's really exciting.
Wow.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Originally, when you sent out an invitation for that, it was said like, hey, you know, we're just going to have a little party to celebrate the fact that we got engaged, save the date. And I ended up having a business conflict and I was just like, oh, thank goodness, just the party. Yes, I can do the business thing. I'll come to the actual wedding. And then a second invitation got sent out where it was like, psych, it's our wedding. And I was like, ah! So what I'm going to be doing now is taking a train down to TwitchCon, being there for a day, taking a train back up that night to go to the wedding, then a train back down for the second day to Twitch. Oh, I'm sure as hell not going to miss it.
Why would you do that, Allison? Why would you do that to
do that to me specifically? Your wedding is about me.
Well, the funny thing is that both of us are like really casual about the whole thing. Mm. We're like, hey, it's a tax contract. And our families are like, well, that's romantic. We're like, well, it's not somebody. It's a tax contract. Yeah. We're like, mainly we just want to get everybody together and celebrate.
Yeah.
And so we sent out our save the dates, which were up to us, and so we were like, we put a picture of like beer pong, and we're like, yeah, come hang out with us and celebrate, we're getting married and stuff,
play pool in a bar,
and all of our families were like really confused. They're like, is this a wedding or not? So we were like, okay, we'll make the invitations a little more formal. Like, okay, but
come to our wedding kickback.
I found a warehouse space where we're gonna be hosting it, and it's literally two rooms, and I'm dividing them as like, this is the party room and this is the old people room.
Oh my God, amazing.
I know my side.
Yes.
Old people room. Yeah.
Hope you got old people places to nap, because that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
I will be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
I'm excited.
Very excited.
Thank you. It's basically going to be alcohol and cake. So even if you couldn't make it, we could still have alcohol and cake on another night.
Just mail me some alcohol and cake.
Yeah.
In one bag.
In an envelope.
There it is.
In a loose Ziploc, just cake with an old Blue Moon beer poured in it.
It's a little, like some crumbs, then pour some beer in a Ziploc bag. And
it's just, thanks for coming to my wedding, asshole. Like, I guess I missed it.
That should be the party favors.
Yes.
Don't have party favors yet. There it is. Bagged cake.
Bags of crumbs and beer.
Do I'm like, I don't know, you like dark art stuff, like owl pellets, so everybody can find like mouse bones in an owl pellet. I could see that.
I feel like that would be way too expensive, honestly.
No, they're cheap. I got a guy.
What?
Yeah.
You got an owl pellet?
I can get you some owl pellets.
He's got an owl pellet guy.
Okay.
It's just an owl. That I found. It's like, kapow! There's another. All right. Mm. 50 more. We're good.
That sounds good.
Also,
anyways, also,
you're an artist, though. I was always, like, impressed with your art skills while on set. Like we said, the schoolroom became the art room, but now you're doing it, like, much more, you're just doing
it. Yeah, it very much, my love for art was mainly from working on Sunny with a Chance and So Random. Cool. Because
amazing.
It was really long days, and, you know, especially with, like, all the script changes and, like, in and out of hair and makeup and everything, like, my set teacher was incredible, and she very much understood that, like, this is my downtime, these are my breaks, like, this is my chill period. And especially with, like, the hecticness of set, she was like, hey, on film days, just, like, let's paint and stuff. So it's like we would come in on the hiatus weeks. So whenever you guys were on break, I would come in. I would actually do all my schoolwork then. That way, whenever we were filming and rehearsing, we could be more, like, reading and painting and drawing.
I brought in this pair of jeans once. Do you remember the jeans that I brought in?
I do, yeah.
Yes, and I was like, when I found out what a cool artist you were, and, like, I literally have a painting of yours up in my apartment right now that's the orange alien that you gave me literally, like, 8 years ago. I brought in this, like, pair of jeans, and I was like, I'm going to do one leg of the jeans, and then you can do whatever you want with the other leg. And on my leg of the jeans, I wrote, like, every Goosebumps title, like, in order down the leg. And then on Allison's side, it says Love is Dead, and there's all these, like, aliens and robots and broken hearts. And it's, like, my favorite pair of clothing, thing of clothing I have.
Yes,
it was awesome.
Yeah, I remember I would draw, like, these really crazy, like, with Sharpie, like, these stick figures, and then I would splatter red paint all of them, and it was, like, all these, like, really morbid, dark things, and I would hang them up on the walls, and, like, one day, Marsha, the set teacher, was like, hey, so, like, somebody walked by and got very disturbed. Like, we may want to take those down. I was like, oops.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You painted me a one-legged junkyard dog and a squid, which I think was just a weird inside joke for us, but I love it.
Thuggles.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Thuggles.
Oh, my God.
I definitely did a lot of painting on the set, and I actually did that as wrap gifts. I would I would do, like, for all the cast members, for Sunny with a Chance, I did, like, these portraits of them, these three-dimensional portraits made out of, like, actual objects.
Oh,
so something like
that.
If they were into skateboarding, then I might use, like, one of those little tech decks and do that as, like, a mouth or something. And the state that they were from, I would use that coin as an eye or something like that.
So cool.
One of the showrunners, Michael Feldman, he loved that, and he asked me to do one for his family, and so I did. The frame ended up breaking at one point, and he took it into a shop, and she was like, who did this? Like, what is this? And so he put me in touch with her, and that was why I had my first art show.
That's so cool.
It was the gallery owner. Yeah,
that's
that was helping
so
him
awesome.
Frame it.
I wore a black turtleneck to that because
yes,
I was like, I gotta be artsy.
Yeah, so my first art show that you guys all came to was at the Decor Art Galleries.
So
and
cool.
That
yeah,
was,
I remember.
That was the first time that I was actually, like, taking it seriously, and I remember it was to raise money for a family friend who had just lost their dad to cancer. We had, like, prices on the pieces and everything, and I very much at that point was very, like, oh, I want to just give all my art away and, like, birthday presents and anniversaries and everything. And then I was actually selling things, and I was like, oh, people like this, and people will buy it.
Yes.
And it just, yeah.
Money.
No, it was nice. It was kind of like, oh, this is something that I've always done as a hobby, but I actually started taking
That's
it
awesome.
A little
yeah.
bit more seriously.
That's fantastic.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you're so talented.
Thank you. I still give it away, though. I'm so bad at trying to price my stuff at, like, what artists are supposed to price their work at. I think my favorite time was at this art fair. I had this booth, and I sell my stuff for really cheap, and even some of the other people from the other booths would come over and be like, you're selling this for $35? Like, what? Even this guy came up, and he fell in love with this piece, and he pulled out, like, $20, $25 from his wallet, and he's like, hold on. He's like, don't sell this. And he ran to his car, and he gathered up, like, all the quarters and the change, and he, like, came back and paid for it, like, with
Take
all
my
the
wife.
Spare change. I was like, you can have it. I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, my God.
Like,
wow.
Like, how much he wanted the piece. I was That's like, cool. I want my art in, like, college dorms and, like, the people who, like, are eating ramen because they couldn't afford groceries because they bought my painting. Like, I don't want to.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I feel like out of the whole cast, you two, Allison, Matthew Scott, you two are, like, the most artistic and create the most. Mm-hmm. Because since So Random, I feel like you guys are constantly making stuff, whether it's a web series or a show or a play. I mean, how many plays have you written?
Spook Night, Dead of Summer.
Spook Night is one of my favorite things.
I've been to all of them.
So Random was an interesting time because I don't know if you guys know this or how much this, but like, you know, Gersh, the agency Gersh,
yeah.
they would like come to set and like try to like woo me over there.
Oh, interesting. Mm.
So finally, and then I signed with them and also this huge agency and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then our show got canceled. We didn't get picked up, which I found out on Twitter. I don't know how you guys found out. But then Gersh dropped me after that almost immediately. And wow. then my managers, so like I was all of a sudden like, I had literally nothing. And so what I had done before was theater out here. And so I was like, I want to do more plays. I remember talking to you about it and Debbie Ryan as well, because Debbie is a close friend of all of ours. And she, Jesse was on our lot as well. And she was talking about, she's like, I want to see more plays. And I was like, I'll write like a silly Halloween one that you can come see. I started diving back into theater after So Random was canceled because working in television is a total blast and really, really great. Something about Disney Channel that they do is Disney's really good at making stars. Mm. I'm very interested in like being an actor and like I'm always like talking about like that stuff. And so I don't know if I identified with it completely. And I felt like some of my artist battery had been drained. And I feel like a good way to recharge that is live performance.
Yeah.
And I kind of was tired of waiting for opportunities from other people. And so I was like, I'm just going to write the kind of thing that I would want to do. So I started writing these annual Halloween plays called Spook Night, which kind of turned
Love
into some
them.
Other things. And I just get, as you guys know, and we've all worked together on stuff that I've written that's ridiculous and silly. I get bored very, very easily, and I want to perform right now. And so for me, a lot of the immediacy of that comes from theater because I have more control over either what I can put up myself or you can kind of get auditions yourself in that. And the theater world is very small in Los Angeles. So if someone knows you there, there's like more opportunities there. It's a little harder to get into an audition room for film and TV. So that's where like a lot of the necessity from writing comes from. And Allison and I recently worked on something.
My brain's going, which one? Which thing?
That's cool. Room 566.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
Yes, I can. Yeah, so you played a demon.
I did.
I texted you and I was like, hey, it's going to be a lot of prosthetics and it's going to be crazy. Are you cool with wearing full blackout contacts?
I was like, yeah.
I want you to play a demon, demon in a nightmare
yes.
sequence.
I would do anything that you guys asked me to do. The three of you, I would do anything.
Let's kill a man.
Okay. We're going to recreate
all right, I guess.
Yeah, let's choke or smother.
but yeah, so Room 566 is my most recent project, and it's a project that I wrote and my fiancé directed, and we are using that to pitch a feature, and so the style and tone of that project is what
cool.
we aspire to do.
Watching Allison on set and Dylan as well is really, really incredible, and like you guys all inspire me so much, and Allison, the filmmaking that she does and the awards that you've won from short films and
Thank
other
you.
Films that you're doing is really, really incredible, and to like show up on set and to have, like, Josie sign me, like, Allison's sister just, like, sign me in to, like, and then you go through hair, makeup, and wardrobe, and then you're on an actual set. We were shooting on, like, this hospital
the
set.
The soundstage, yeah. Silver Dream Factory.
It was, and the effects and what I look like, I have, like, this long gray blonde wig and these horns.
Yeah,
and,
they were cast from, like, actual goat horns.
Oh, yeah, cool. And I got, like fingers molded to my hands. Like, I was so impressed with the whole... I can't wait for people to see it and see everything that you're going to continue
Sounds
to
awesome.
Do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The project, it all takes place in a hospital, and it's about this guy who's waiting in the emergency room, waiting room for his sister, and he doesn't know why she's there. And so it's all about like his anxieties, and he keeps like falling asleep. So it kind of goes back and forth between
wow.
these nightmare sequences and what's actually happening and how his anxieties are sort of manifesting into this creature that's like hunting his sister down in the hospital. So he
Whoa.
Has to like try
wow.
to get her
and
out.
And that is me.
Yeah. Yes. You are anxiety.
Yes, yes.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome to see like how far we've all come in these different directions, and like you specifically, like, you know, I never thought of you as anything other than a friend, but you were like my little sister in a way.
Yes.
So it was just like, you know, like I said, didn't treat you any differently because of that. You were just one of us, but at the same time it is kind of weird looking at you now being like, okay, you're making your own movies, you have your own condo, you are engaged.
You're engaged.
I am much
and
older
I
than
am
you,
not.
And I'm still very... it's like, I don't know.
I wrote a play I'm putting up next weekend. It's in a hole in the North Hollywood.
Which is amazing. Well, the funny thing is you saying that, like, you get bored easily.
Yeah.
My mom, when I was really little, told me only boring people get bored. And I was like, uh-oh, okay,
That'll
need
do
to do things all of the time.
Yeah.
She doesn't remember that, and I'm like, you shaped my entire personality with that.
Once. Yep.
Yeah. I remember just like after So Random got not renewed, I remember I didn't do
That's
much.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah. Not renewed.
Yes. Well, because we were extended. It was like a, like it wasn't just a 13 episode
That's
season.
Right.
It was extended several times.
It would be like, okay, six more and then eight more.
two.
So we
more.
Did a lot of episodes. It was just not financially feasible, especially because that would have been season 4 for the regulars, and so contracts.
That's also
and everything.
That's long
yeah.
for Disney Channel as well.
It is really long.
Yeah, I feel like 3 to 4 is pretty standard, especially because they kept having to move our time slots later, and they kept having to pull sketches and then entire episodes from the air anyway.
But also, like we were all kind of making it up as we go along. I mean, like, I found out, like, do you guys remember that one time we as, like, a cast and, like, the writers went to go see the last Harry Potter movie, I think?
Yeah.
And then when we walked out of the movie, the writers were like, that was the first Harry Potter movie any of us have seen. We're like, oh, cool. We've been doing Harry Potter sketches for the last 24 episodes, and they had never seen anything from Harry Potter. So it's like we were all just making stuff up as we went along.
And I liked all the writers, but I think that is part of the issue with the show is, like, they had a team of, like, 10 writers, and they were all sort of like the same type of person. Like there was no like, all right, I'm the new young kid writer that knows about Harry Potter and all that stuff. They were all just like adults,
like silly
adults
bands.
That have been there. Yeah. Kids love silly bands, right?
All of a sudden they were writing basically a sketch show, which isn't necessarily something that they signed
up
for.
All the writers were still from the sitcom days.
And they did a marvelous job. I'm just saying like when you have that many writers, like there were so many.
Same thing with set design and costumes as well, moving from sitcom where it's like everything had to look really grand and wonderful and they were able to put budget into things like that. And then like you were saying,
where it's
like
next week we're having a prom at the North Pole and we're all vultures.
Yeah, it should have just been like a nose on a string.
The show was so nuts, I can't remember if that was real or not.
I'm actually also trying to do the mental gymnastics to figure that out.
Oh my God.
The stuff that we did. Covered in ketchup, robots, dancing, giant
Jamtron.
Meats.
Jamtron.
Jamtron.
That nearly broke, Damien.
The costume was way too small. It was made for someone else on a different show. I think it was some Wizards of Waverly Place thing. So they were like trying to like get one of the pieces over my forearm and it just wouldn't go. And eventually they got it on. They're like, oh, it fits. I'm like, I will lose my hand.
Okay, so was that a music video?
Yes.
You guys? And I think I was just background in that one or something like that because I watched it from afar, all of it happened, and I watched poor sweet Damien go through all of that stuff. Namely, the part that sticks out the most to me is filming this hellish sketch for hours and hours and hours, and then like in the the midnight hour, someone coming up be like, what does this button do? And then he presses part of the robot thing and the whole thing lights up. And they had shot everything without the lights on.
Yep.
And that was the whole reason it was designed and so heavy and uncomfortable is because there was like a light grid inside that they forgot to press the button.
Oh,
I also remember the issue with like learning the song was like, it is Jamtron, so it's a play on Scantron, right? So it's like, I'm a living Scantron machine. So the chorus was like listing A through D.
It was
so
like
it'd be like
B-A,
A, B, C, D, A, B, C, B, C, D, A, C. And it changed every single time. There was no pattern, no rhyme or reason. So I remember saying like, hey, this is pre-recorded. Can I just like move my mouth like a robot? They're like, no, say like A, B, C and all that stuff. And I'm like, does it have to be one-to-one with what the script is? And they're like, yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, lines are one thing.
We will get sued if you do it wrong.
It was insane. It's literally like B, C, D, B, A, B, 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 C, D, B, A, E, C, B, D, E, B, C, B, C, B, D. Like
It was a real crash course, all the stuff that we had to do.
Yep.
Like, do you remember there was a Rufus music video where we had like an Angus music video. So Angus was the Australian supermodel that I played. And it was the whole thing is like, do the Angus. I go into a recording studio. I like help cast the backup dancers. I dated one of my backup dancers. and then we like got to set and we're like, okay, time to film Do the Angus. What's the Angus? And I'm like, it's a dance move that we described while I was singing, but none of us had like done the move before, and everyone is expecting me to come up with this dance move to do, which if you guys remember, and it's on YouTube, kill myself, why did I say that? But like, it is the most complicated dance move that children cannot do. I can barely, it's like, do the Angus, and it's like the spin move, and you flip your leg over the other leg and like do a backflip, and then you stand like in like 2 beats. So incredible, like the stuff they had us do, or made us do.
Oh my God, I love throughout the course of the whole show, all our characters just devolved. Because you started off and you were like, you're not going to believe this. But by the end, you were literally like, you're not going to believe this. But,
oh, well, you guys all at least got catchphrases. You all got characters with catchphrases. Yes. With me, I remember like Audrey and I would go to like the roller rink and they'd be like, oh, do the I'm going to marry Zach Feldman show. And she'd be like, I'm going to marry Zach Feldman show. And they'd be like, now you sing the ketchup song. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I would do like the first
the
version. I'd be
thing.
Like, thanks so much. And they're like, that's not all of it.
You
I was
didn't
like,
do it right. She's not doing it right.
Me.
Do the thing.
Like,
yeah.
It's not clear, like ketchup.
Do you remember it? How does it go? I don't remember it.
It was because it was.
Ketchup on.
I whipped my hair.
Ketchup on.
That was a crazy shoot.
Yeah.
Just covered.
Yeah. Covered in we were ketchup. In all white, but then
hurt
you had red
so
braids. I
had the red long braids, yeah, and like yeah. Brandon
that were like
and
spray
Doug
painted and getting
dancers.
On your costume.
Oh
I think
my God, yes, that was insane.
Yeah,
and every week was like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Every week was nuts.
Yeah,
I remember that was probably the longest day that I had had up until that point because they had me go record the song after we finished. So we like got there
you
early
did?
For dance rehearsals to
oh
learn
my gosh.
It, and so we were like technically I don't think we were like on the clock or it was something weird to where I remember doing the math later and being like that was. A 16-hour day.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And yeah.
Yeah, for someone who's under 18.
Yeah.
To do all that.
Yeah, because I was supposed to be like nine and a half hours or something.
Yeah.
Nope.
But it was like technically
no.
two different contracts happen. And people because yeah. it was like what? The studio time wasn't on the
like,
on
hey,
the
can
clock.
You throw us a freebie and work a 16-hour day,
do you mind?
Please,
it's just
child.
Seven more hours. Okay.
Oh, I know. Man. That was why I felt so bad for Demi seasons one and two. It was very much like, hey, can you do this interview? Or like even during yeah. our hiatuses, it was like, now you're flying to Germany. And it was like... Yeah.
Well, we were doing like Lion King 3D stuff on our day off. Do you remember that?
Wait, is that when we were laying in the grass and the camera was spinning overhead and
yes.
you were like, what is even
I
happening?
Yes. I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, and then Allison and I did like cooking challenges with Coach Michael Simon.
That's right.
Or
he
Chef
just kept making fun of how I was a vegetarian and I was like, that bit's dead now.
Yeah.
I was like, that
you know
doesn't
what?
Need
cool.
to be the whole episode.
I think I got paid $50 for that day. And what I remember them saying, Disney saying, was my manager was like, we should take it even though it's only $50. And they're like, even the thing they say is like, even Selena does it for that. And I'm like, what? And they're like, even Selena gets paid the same amount. I was like, what? And it was an 8-hour day on a Saturday that I got paid $50 to like make granola for
yeah,
8 hours.
Yeah, it was
hours
like a yogurt thing.
And talk about nutrition for kids on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
But that's what Selena got paid, so.
I nearly ran into her when she guest starred.
I remember that.
I like turned around a corner and she like, we nearly headbutted each other.
Yes.
And we're just standing there like.
She was on her laptop walking down the hallway, I think.
Yeah, and like we stop and she's just like, huh. And I was just like looking at her, I'm like, that's Selena Gomez, I nearly ran into her. And then she just like walks away, doesn't say
weren't
anything.
Weren't you like nice to meet you? And she was like.
Wait, what?
You were like said hi and then she like didn't say hi back.
Oh yeah,
or
I never talked to her.
I never talked to her.
But
either.
Like I nearly bumped into her. She walks to her dressing room with her mom and she's like, I nearly dropped my laptop. And I was just like, oh, okay.
I think I almost ran into a pole or something.
Oh. Was that a human?
Can't even see.
She was
the
only
sure. guest I never like spoke to. Even Justin Bieber.
Even Justin Bieber.
Like
yeah.
he I was just like standing on stage being respectful and he turns to me and he's just like, hey man, I'm Justin. And I'm like and in my mind I'm like, yeah.
And I'm
freaking no.
Yeah, the SWAT team on the
I'm
roof.
No one.
A bird landed on his shoulder. Some like sparkles came out when you shook his hand.
Yes.
My favorite is that I believe it was season one of Sunny with a Chance on the same lot. There was like a day where the president like was guest starring or like appearing on something that was shooting on that lot. And I mean, obviously there's like full on like, you know, SWAT, whatever. But then Justin Bieber had like double the security.
Yeah.
There was like snipers
yes,
on the roof.
Yes, that day was crazy.
There
and,
literally
like,
were people on the roofs.
Yeah.
yeah.
When Justin Bieber was there. There were people with like walkie-talkies all over the place. But they weren't even that thorough because there was a guard in front of the studio like standing there checking everyone. I walk up to the door and he goes, are you on the show? And I go, yeah. And he's like, all right. And I'm like, that's it.
Wait, that reminds me, the three of us did not, we couldn't park on the lot. Do you remember
yeah,
that?
Oh,
walk.
Yeah.
So we had like, it was very humbling to had to convince security to let us on to shoot our television show. And then after the show was over, after live tapings, we would have to walk through crowds of fans on the way out. Once
but
the show
who didn't
started,
know who we were, thankfully.
But once the show started airing, they did.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember feeling very uncomfortable because I was like, I have to walk through that crowd of fans to be like, hi, excuse me, I need to get to my car. It's the one with no hubcaps in that lot across the street. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And they're like, would you sign this? I'm like, great. And then like my like car's falling apart and I have to walk a mile to get to where I park.
Yes.
It definitely removes the facade
yes.
of like, our lives are this fun Disney show. And it's just
yes.
like, all right, I'm going to go to my dead car.
Yep.
I remember one time at an autograph signing, a kid was like, can you buy me an iPhone? I was like, can you buy me an iPhone? Like,
I remember some
what?
Kids once yeah. talking to me and they were like, oh, you're on that Disney show. I'm like, yeah. They're like, so are you like a millionaire? And I'm like, ha!
Well, let's like talk about that specifically. So I think a lot of people think that the second you get on TV in any possible capacity, you're rich. They give you a limo. They give you everything. There are different like pay grades. And for something like Disney and Nickelodeon, it can be a great opportunity for exposure. But they're definitely like bottom of the barrel in terms of pay for the most part.
Yeah.
So there are also tiers to that. Maybe if you're a series regular, you're going to make some okay money. Co-star, a little less. Guest star, not much. Or did I switch those?
Yeah.
Guest star. And you make a lot of money off residuals, right? But not with Disney. And what really sucked is, I want to say it was around summer of 2012 that we found out it wasn't getting renewed, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's around the same time that residual checks just stopped.
Yeah.
For those also not in the know, those are checks you get for the show airing. They pay you for every air of the show. And it might be a few cents, but it all builds up.
But they do the bullshit where it's like, oh, we have to pay you X amount of dollars if it airs 10 times, so we'll air it 9 times.
It was brutal.
I'm sure we've all gotten those residuals where it's like 13 cents.
Yeah.
I've literally gotten 1 cent checks before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the postage cost more than this. Why did you send this?
You cut down a tree to print this.
Yeah.
There is a bar in Los Angeles called Residuals, and I think if you bring in your residual check, they'll give you a drink for free or something like that.
We should go later. What do you guys do?
Let's go right now.
Yeah, do you promise?
Yeah, I love having people over to the condo. They look at the condo and they're like, oh, like Disney money? I'm like, no, commercials since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Disney paid for my Invisalign.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, we were really just like, once it stopped, it was just like done. Like, I didn't work for a while.
You got that Subway commercial, though, pretty
quick. I did get a Subway commercial that did literally pay my rent.
Oh, good.
That was it. That was all I got. And I was about to quit acting. And
it is humbling, too, when it's like when you're on Disney Channel, it's like you get a free guide to go to Disneyland. Like, you don't have to, like, wait in lines. You, like, can go whenever you want. You have a guide. But then when the show's canceled, it's like, nope, you're paying like everybody else. Sorry.
Yeah. The mouse thanks you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we don't remember you at all. Who are you again?
I remember Dylan and I tried to reach out to Disney. We were like, hey, can we, like, maybe...
And they're like, what shows are you on?
Yeah, we were like, okay, never mind. Fine.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, because we were like, even just like tickets. We like weren't even asking for a guide. We were just like, hey, can we like get a hookup with some sort of tickets or even like an employee discount kind of thing? They're like, sorry.
Employee where?
10% off code, please. Yeah.
No.
Nope.
You got your residual checks. Use those.
Yeah.
Fill them up. Spend 20 minutes trying to scan in a 1 cent check on your Bank of America app on your phone.
Get closer.
I did that this morning. It was $2.38, and my phone would not take the picture of the back of the check for the Bank of America app.
They're like, it's too thin of a check.
I was like, it's September 1st next week. I need that $2.38 from that Jane the Virgin episode.
Jane the Virgin's great.
Oh, thanks.
He's Jane.
I play Jane.
I'm the Virgin.
Oh my god,
dude. Wow. This has been great.
I miss you guys.
I know, I really miss you guys too.
We have done, I am pretty shocked at like how well we've all kept in touch for the most part. Like, I know we don't see each other as much as like maybe we did back in the day. And like you and I get like a couple times a year maybe that
Damien
we'll check
and I will
in,
like
but,
send each other these texts like a couple times a year. It's like, I don't see you a lot, but you know I love you. Like,
yes,
crazy, right?
Yeah,
we
exactly.
literally do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you literally texted us the other week just being like, do you guys remember So Random? That was crazy.
Before you asked to do this podcast, I literally had texted that.
Just random like photos and behind the scenes videos.
I was just thinking about it. It was like, was that all a dream? Oh, I remember because someone, I was working on a show where someone brought up Edward Cullen somehow or Twilight. And I was like, oh, I played Edward Cullen on TV. And they're like, you did? So I pulled up pictures of me all glittery from that one sketch that we did.
I was Gollum.
Was that Celebrity?
You were Edward Cullen.
That was
your Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Magical Creatures.
Yeah.
You were Harry Potter. Oh, sorry.
And then like looking at that picture of me covered in glitter, I was like, the simulation's glitching. I was like, did this really happen?
I don't believe it
happened. Did that happen?
I think it was not real. And I didn't get recognized for it for a long time.
Because you were always dressed as somebody else.
So part of me was kind of like, did anyone watch it?
Yeah.
And then once I started here at Smosh, then everyone was like, you were from So Random. I've been a fan since So Random.
It's crazy.
That's So Random.
Yeah.
My favorite show, That's So Random.
What's that show you played on?
It's the future she can see. So Random.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I also thought nobody had ever watched anything, but it wasn't until I got on
on Smosh and started reading the comments that they're like, oh, that's where I know Damien and Shane, the anime brothers. And I was just like,
yeah.
You, where were you? You should have been really mad that we got canceled and did a Twitter campaign. You had Twitter.
They were also 10.
Yeah. Like, your voice is just as loud on the internet. You type. You hit send. It's...
I remember I like didn't, I don't think I had an Instagram. I didn't have. Like,
I didn't
you
have
got
one.
Me started on Twitter.
I just barely got a Twitter.
I made you a Twitter right because of Disney.
I did too. And you were the first one that actually shouted out like, hanging out with my new cast member, Damien Haas. And I remember having notifications on and waking up the next morning and be like, I got 300 followers in one night.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah.
Oh, so. Yeah, that was the beginning of all of that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I remember, like, my parents would, like, pre-approve my tweets before I would post them out.
Smart.
It was very,
smart.
Like, yeah.
Your parents are awesome, by the way.
Yeah,
I
your parents
say,
are
say,
the
they're,
coolest.
Like, they're definitely, like, life slash marriage goals.
Oh.
Like, eloping on a motorcycle.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I know. They
they're
sound
so cool.
Like something that should have crashed and burned. Like, that should not have been.
No, they're everything.
Yeah, they literally, my mom was 17. She was driving down the street with her best friend, and they saw these, like, rocker dudes with, like, these long 80s hair and, like, leather jackets walking down the street. And my mom's best friend was like, oh, those guys are cute. Like, you should ask them for a ride. So my mom, this little, like, 17-year-old blonde, is like, you guys want a ride? And my dad was like, I mean, it's right around the corner. And the other guys were like, bruh.
Yes.
Girls. And so they, like, got in the car. My mom introduced herself as Kid Kat. And, like,
that's
I didn't
so
know that
80s.
Part of it.
Yeah, she turned 18, and they eloped to Vegas on a motorcycle. They
wow.
didn't have enough
Incredible.
Money for the marriage license, so my dad stopped off at his, like work and took money out of the cash register, putting, like, an IOU in it, and my mom thought he robbed the place and still married him.
Like, that's
amazing.
Dope.
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
he also did rob the place. Like, it's not like there's a company policy, like, you can do whatever you want if you bring it back. It's like, he took money out of a cash register.
It was a pretty relaxed,
oh
pretty
my
relaxed
God.
Job.
All right.
Yeah. No, but yeah, they met on... Sunset and LaBelle.
You're so cool.
That's,
so
oh, that's
cool.
the coolest yeah. tattoo I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's so cool.
For those listening, you can't see.
It's the coolest tattoo.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we're out of time.
Oh,
no.
This, man.
We could talk. We didn't cover so many things. Like,
yeah.
I'm just thinking in my head, like, we didn't cover Miss Diane and going to Disneyland.
Miss
we didn't
Diane.
Cover so many things.
Oh, yeah.
God.
D23.
Anime Bros D23.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Piggy the Muppet, Kermit's.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah.
The Kermit the Muppets. There we go.
We worked with Miss Piggy.
That's right. I forgot.
Yeah,
well... Can't.
Okay.
Can't talk about
Bye.
It. I want to get you guys on Try Not to Laugh at some point.
That'd be so
okay,
cool.
I would love
Great.
A so random Try Not
I
to Laugh.
I feel like I could do pretty well.
And then, like, what things do you guys want to shout out? What are you guys working on right now?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Only boring people get bored.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but yeah, I have Watch the Footage Productions. And so you can find us, Watch the Footage, on all social media platforms, see what we're up to. You can see Matthew Scott as our lovely demon in our upcoming project. My name is spelled weird. It's A-L-L-I-S-Y-N, so if you try to look me up on social media, you won't find me.
Off the grid.
Yo.
Yes. But yeah.
Great. Yeah, of course. What about you?
Yeah, I'm huge on Instagram. I like live on there basically. My Instagram is Matthew_Scott_Montgomery. Right now, there's a really intensely stupid web series I'm doing called West Hollywood that really makes me laugh. If you watch it, hopefully it will for you too. It's getting this weird kind of like cult following.
Oh,
slowly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Surely. I'm always doing performing live in LA. If you're ever in Los Angeles, I do a monthly comedy monologue show called Guess Whom. That's like this group of students from University of Michigan that saw me in a play and like, do you want to be part of us? I was like, okay. So I'm like the only one that didn't go to school with them. But that's at Bar Lubitsch on the last Tuesday of every month in West Hollywood. And then I just got cast in a play festival called Short and Sweet that I'll be on for 3 weekends in the month of October that I'll post around my Instagram. But that's like a Spanish-speaking / LGBT play festival.
Great.
Nice. So I'll be doing some really fun LGBT stuff.
Great.
With them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, awesome.
Oh. I always forget to mention Astrid Clover, the web show that I've been doing for 5 years.
Yes.
But you guys have all been on it. And I remember the episode that you were on playing a cop.
That's right.
You got Smosh that week because I remember you telling me that it was perfect timing. You were like, literally, I'm like on my way to go sign a contract saying that I can't do other web content.
Oh
wow.
My
yeah.
God.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was like when like all the planking was popular. And so we were,
oh my God, planking.
We were like, we're coning. And we would like stand in the middle of the road and it was like, get out of the road. Like cars
oh,
like
yeah,
almost
yeah,
driving
yeah.
us over. And it was like gargoyling. So we were like up on a roof and he played like a cop
right.
that came up.
I was the traffic guard in that because you were like, we're traffic guarding or something like that. And
that,
you guys were like mimicking my traffic guard dance. Like,
that was another episode. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you were the traffic guard. And you were like, do you want to be road waffles? I was like, we're keeping it.
Sounds like something I'd say, but I have no memory of it. Yes. So.
Well, guys, this has been lovely. Mm. My favorite people in the whole world. Don't tell anybody it's Mosh, but they are.
Meanwhile.
And guys, make sure to check out our merch. We got some good stuff. We got some water bottles. We got all the shirts. It's the best.
The Girls Are Gross Tea is a limited run, so if you want it, you better jump right on that. Yeah. I don't even know if it'll be available by the time this airs. So
you gotta get it. You gotta get it. And then make sure to subscribe. Do all the things.
Punch that notification bell.
That's
like
right.
You mean it.
That's right.
You promise.
All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you.